Okay, today is Meister Sheni Dav Gimel. Welcome to Meister Sheni Dav Gimel. As we get into Beis Mabeis, started a new Masechta a couple of days ago, all about Meister Sheni and everything to do with Meister Sheni. There's Hafrasha of Meister Sheni, there's eating of Meister Sheni, there's Pidyon of Meister Sheni. It's already three topics. Then there's Neta Ravai and its relationship to Arla. So many topics that are brought up here in this Masechta. I would have thought this Masechta would be even longer than Trumos, but no, Trumos takes the cake. Trumos is very long, over 100 daf. And this Masechta, at least in our edition, is 59 daf. Okay, so here we go. We are on Beis Amid Beis. Beis Mabeis, and we just spoke about, we're wondering, what happens if somebody violated the Isser of doing business with Meister Sheni? What if somebody used it as a mashkon? The Mishnah said you can't use it as a mashkon from either direction. The lender cannot take it as a mashkon, and the borrower should not give it as a mashkon, which was formulated as hirhin. So a person can't go in either direction. So what's the of our last skinny line on Beis Mabeis? Of our omishkin, of avihirin. What if he did? So, do you apply a knas? So, we're going to try to quote a brisa one direction, a brisa in the other direction. It's always hard to know when Chazal would institute a financial fine, when it would be helpful, when they would think, oh, this would prevent people from doing it, or this would just be a punishment, and the fines would generally be societal prevention. So, that's why sometimes you have indications in one direction or the other direction. So let's see what the Gemara brings. So Yeva Hada Kada, maybe it could be like the following. Ha'ochel Meister Sheni Shalo. What if somebody eats Meister Sheni outside of Yerushalayim? Right? They violated. That's an Isser. Now let him eat Meister Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. What if they did? Bein Shom, so Machlokes, whether you actually ate the fruit of Yerushalayim, fruit of Meister Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, or you misappropriated money that had the Kedusha of Meister Sheni. So the Brisa talks about Holka Meister Sheni Shelo. If somebody eats their own Meister Sheni, Bain Shogig, Bain Mazit, whether they did it Shogig or Mazit, they didn't realize or they did, Yitzak La Shamayim. You should cry out to heaven. Meaning there's no punishment from Bezin. This is going according to the opinion. We'll have to get this later on Davyud Gimel and Aleph. There is an opinion that says that one only gets Malkus for eating Meister Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, once it has gone in and then came out. Right, that's going to be a day out. Yud Gimel and Aleph. If you want to look ahead, Amar Biyosi Berchanina, Ein Lokin Chutz Lachoma, Ela Al Meister Sheni Tahor, Shenichnas Yerushalayim V'yatza. Right, that's the only if it went in and went out. So here, what if it never went in? So you're doing something wrong. You might be violating an Issa Daraisa, but it's not Mefurish, therefore you're not going to get Malka. So what do you do? You just got to do Tshuva. Yitzak L'Shamayim, how do you remove? Usually punishments help remove the stain of the chait. But here, there was no punishment, and therefore, it would just be Yitzak L'Shamayim. We'll get back to that Lashon. Rebbe Omer, no. Rebbe said it depends. Shogeg, Yitzak L'Shamayim. Bishogeg, where there's no punishment, obviously Yitzak L'Shamayim. Mazid. So then, we find you. Yachzru Dam Avlim Koman. What does that mean? You have to go to your Shalayim and eat the same amount of food value-wise to what you ate outside of Yerushalayim. So, Yachzu Damav Limkoman. Right? That Lashon is the Ma'arav Hold. It says, Lav Dafka doesn't really mean put the money back in its place. That's just a phrase from elsewhere. Ela Klomar Yochal Kenegdan Yerushalayim. Right? You should eat that amount in Yerushalayim. Which, if you think about it, the fruit of Yerushalayim was already eaten. That was already Mezulzal. You didn't treat that properly. So, this is obviously a Gavra thing. Right, I violated, so I need to do kind of Tshuvas HaMishkal. Right, so I have to, Chazal instituted, that amount I have to eat B'Kedusha in Yerushalayim. And again, the hope is that it won't happen again. So that's one machlokes, if it was actually fruit. V'im ha'yu ma'os, but what if it was money? Meaning I have money with Kedushas Meister Sheni that I misused outside of Yerushalayim. So then, it's one level more chamor. The Tanakama, Rishon Gamliel, who had said before, by both of them, just do tshuva. So here he says, Shogeg Yitzak L'Shamayim, Mezid Yachzu Damen L'Mkoman. Dev Rishon Gamliel. Dev Rishon Gamliel holds of a kenas by Mezid. Rebbe Omer, even more chamor. Bein Shogeg Bein Mezid Yachzu Damen L'Mkoman. Rebbe says, if it's money, so then, even Bishogeg, maybe you should have noticed, you already did Pidyon on this, so then, even Bishogeg, you have to eat that amount in in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Zrika, so who do we pass? Like Rabbi Zrika, B'Shem Chizkiya, Halacha Karebi B'Maos, V'Halacha Karebi B'Shem Gamliel B'Peros. We pass in like Rebbe when it comes to money, meaning we always fine. In the case if you misuse money of Maaser Sheni, then you have to use that amount of money and consume in Yerushalayim that amount. And by fruit, we pass like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that even B'Mezid. Even B'mezid, we do not fine. Just Yitzhak L'Shamayim, just do tshuva. And Amar Rebbe, one more line. Amar Rebbe Yela, Maisa Haya Vahor Karebi B'Mos. There was a story that they actually passed like Rebbe by Mos, and they fine. So therefore, you see, in this case, for the misappropriation of Maiser Sheni money, we fine the person and say you have to consume that amount in Yerushalayim. So we say, well, the Gemara's assumption is, okay, maybe the same thing if I misappropriated usage of Maaser Sheni and I gave it as a mashkon. So maybe that would be the same thing of doing, instituting a kras. That's on one hand. We're about to see another brisa, which says the other direction. So we're not going to be sure. Yitzhak Lashamayim is a lashon of, you know, doing tshuva. Right? Because there's nothing else. How do you get rid of a chait? So one has to do tshuva. So there is a well-known discussion amongst the Mefarshim, and that is exactly about the mitzvah of tshuva. The mitzvah of tshuva. The Rambam and the Chinuch, both, the Chinuch following the Rambam, obviously, as he does 98% of the time, says the Chinuch, Shin Samach Dalid, in Parshas Naso, Shinitz Tavinu Lehisvados Lefnei Hashem. We are commanded. This is not a mitzvah that we want to do. This is one of those situational ones. We hope we never have to do this. The problem is, Shlomo HaMelech told us, so we're going to end up sinning. But the mitzvah is, if one sinned, to do vidui, to confess, as we call it. We'll have to talk later in this mesechta. There's also something called vidui maisurus, which is about what you did correctly. So how could vidui be confession? Confession is usually what I did wrong, while vidui maisurus is what we call it. That's when I say I did everything. So we'll have to see. Vizeo inyana vidui shiomer adam beis hatshuva. This is the vidui person says, Ana Hashem, chatasi avisi pashati, kein v'kein, klomer sheyaskir achet she'asa beferish befiv, v'yevakesh kapara alav. I explicate what I did. I ask for kapara. Please wipe it away. V'yarech bedavar kefi mashayiyev tzachos l'shono. And we might call this kala marbe hareze meshubach. Right? Whoever is marbe hareze meshubach. And this is vidui. And the chinuch continues. Afilu achatom shechiva Torah karban aleim. Even if the Torah says there's a punishment, whether it's a karban, whether it's malchus, whether it's misa, a person does vidui along with that. Zorach adam ala vidui ima karban. One does vidui with the karban. Interesting Rambam. And take it out. The Rambam says that you do vidui on the chatos, you do vidui on the nashem. And the Rambam, Nilchus Maisa Karbanah, says, and what about shlamim? Shlomo is not brought al chait. Divrei Shevach. Divrei Shevach. Ugly, where the Rambam gets that from. Divrei Shevach, the Rambam says, you say something on a karban, Shlomo as well. But the Minchas Chinuch already points out on this Chinuch, Shin Samach Dalet, and he says, it sounds that way from the Rambam too. It sounds like they don't count the mitzvah of tshuva. Doesn't sound like there's a mitzvah of tshuva. It only sounds like there's a mitzvah of vidui. Shenitz Tavinu lehisvados. Why doesn't it say Shenitz Tavinu lashuv lefnei Hashem v'yisvada? So it sounds like from the Chinuch that there's no mitzvah. Linear is daiti. The mitzvahs asay dekan eina hatshuva rak havidui bepeh. The gzeras hakasuv ubeebes tshuva mevur. But it says in Dvarim, Perek Lamed. So ask the Minchas Chinuch. Why doesn't the Rambam and the Chinuch count the mitzvah of tshuva? Only vidui. Elavadai tshuva lachur dihi afilu belev. Im mischarit belev shalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu makabel tshuvaso. Rak kani mitzvahs asay kachol mitzvahs asay shebetara lomar havidui bepeh. Mitzvahs in your heart? What's a mitzvah in your heart? You can't count tshuva as a mitzvah because that's just in your heart. Saying something, so that's a mitzvah. A little difficult. What if Avas Hashem is a mitzvah? That's in your heart. Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem and Yichud Hashem. So, a little difficult, but that's the Minchas Chinuch's discussion. And he said, I'll bring you a raya, right? His raya is Kedushin Memtes. That's the Gemara about Amanas, a person gets married, Amanas Shani Tzadik. Amanas, that I'm a Tzadik, I marry you. The Gemara says, Mikudeshes. Mikudeshes. What do you mean? Shema hear her tshuva belibo. Maybe he had an epiphany of tshuva for a moment. He's never done a mitzvah in his life. He's amanasha ani tzadik. But maybe tshuva belave. Tshuva belave. So that's again, that's his proof that tshuva is really belave. And he continues. Again, that's the minchas chinuch. But there are other answers given to this. If you look in the Rambam himself, the Rambam says in the halachas of Hilchas Shuva, like the Chinuch's impression, the Rambam starts off by saying, Kol HaMitzvah Shebetorah, Im Avar Halachas Mehen. If one violates, sounds like that is just background. Bemez other Bemishkaka, Kishe Yaseh Shuva, V'yasha Mechato Chayav Lehizvados. Same type of lashon. When one does Shuva, that's the background, the mitzvah, the Chayav Lehizvados. But, if you look in the Rambam's Kotaret, in the title, Mitzvah Zaseh Achas, V'hi, Sheyashuv Achote Mechato Lefnei Hashem V'yizvade. So he says in the Kotaret, to do Shuva. So Rav Soloveitchik, others, the Kiyum Mitzvah is tshuva. The maisa ha-mitzvah is vidui. Right? And it's the maisa. But again, you can't say that tshuva is not the mitzvah. Tshuva is also the mitzvah. But the Meshech Chachma and then we'll move on. There's other answers also. The Meshech Chachma's answer maybe is the most straightforward. And that is, there's a mitzvah of tshuva. So let's say I violate Shabbos. I'm a chal Shabbos. So there's a mitzvah to do tshuva. I need a mitzvah to tshuva to tell me to stop being mechal Shabbos. I was mechal Shabbos. So the same mitzvah that told me not to be mechal Shabbos the first time is basically telling me to do tshuva and not do it again and feel bad for what you did because it was wrong. You don't need a separate mitzvah of tshuva. Tshuva is built into every aveira in the Torah. What's additional? Verbalizing. Vidui. That's not built in. That's something extra. Somebody could feel bad about what they did and somebody could accept not to do it again. But to say it, that's something beyond. Right, it's very hard. You get a child to say, I'm sorry. They could think it. They could want to say it, but just to get those words out, it's like, it's because that's another step. That's the vidui. That's the Meshech Chachma, and there are other answers given, but that's here, related to Yitzhak Lashamayim. Yitzhak Lashamayim, the cases where there is no punishment, there's no malchus, but Yitzhak Lashamayim, that is what, is said here. That Meshech Chachma, if you want to look it up, that Meshech Chachma is in Parshas Vayelech. Parshas Vayelech on Lamed Aleph Yud Zayin. Ha'azhara harishona ha-monato mechato terem shechata hi monato mechato gam acharei shechata. Right, it's the same thing. Same other. Avo mitzvah ha-tshuva asher alzeh tzorach mitzvah pratis hu shimchata va'uzeves cheto mitzvah lesvados u'lahagil v'nei Hashem Yisbarach yodea ba'atzmo shechata u'mevakesh kapara. But for tshuva, ein l'chashpa l'mitzvah chadasha. Zulas ha-tzivuyim shekvar nistavu aleyem v'zeh barur, says the Meshech Chachma. That's barur. Okay. Vaita, we continue. So that's one brisa. Okay, we're trying to see if somebody did something wrong here and misused Meiser Sheni and they used it to be a mashkon, do we fine him in that case? What would be the fine in that case? What would be the fine? They would have to give back the mashkon and still have extra, you know, fruit that you treat with kedusha. Either way, the rabbanim will figure out what the fine would be. Look at the Rav Chaim Kadievsky. Avar mishkin avar umir vehirhin on the previous amud. Mi boilei mi konsen oso she yachzer a mashkon lemkomo. Give the mashkon back. You took a mashkon, give it back. Maybe that's just fine. The yashiven ulabalav. The avagab to ava vehirin law, lo veka avar isura, vimyaksar amashko nimsa kansina le lamalve. And even if you want to say, oh, it was the lova's fault for here, he gave it, and by taking the mashkon out, you're finding the malve, but they go together. Mi boyle, shema lamalve kansina le, to lav achbura gunav elachura gunav. Meaning, you can't give a mashkon without somebody getting a mashkon. And therefore, maybe the question is really just, do we force the guy to give it back? Right now he has the mashkon, do we force to give it back? So, oye bakada. The following, second line now, maybe it's like this following. Another situation where we have a question of fining. A notin. In the month before Shemitah, we already say there are limitations. Because it takes a month for certain growth to take root. So, we have limitations even before Shemitah. Of course, you can't plant during Shemitah. But a note, then, you can't plant a small sapling, ve'ein mavrichin, and you can't be mavrich. Remember, mavrich in Nazra meant you take a branch, you put it under the ground, and you pull it up somewhere else under the other side of the road. So it's stretching it. Ve'ein markivin, grafting, I can't do any of these, erev shvias pachos, mishlo shem yom, levnei Rosh Hashanah. Within 30 days, I can't do it. V'yimnata, ohirkiv, ohivrich, ya'akar. Right? And if I did, I have to rip out the tree. If you rip out the tree, we discussed back in Masechta Shviyas. Part of this is because people are going to look back and notice, like, oh, when was this tree planted? And 5 years from now. And they're going to think, oh, it was planted during Shemitah. And they're going to think you can plant during Shemitah. So that was part of the issue of Akira. Lo akar peros av mahin. What if you didn't uproot it? You didn't uproot this tree that you planted within 30 days of Shemitah. And then it grew fruit. So is that fruit usser? That's the question. Is that food usser? So Rebbe Ba, Rebbe Ila, Have Yasiv in Betzur. So the change, the Pnei Moshe changes the Girsa. So Rebbe Ila, we're sitting in Sur. Asa Uvda Komeyan, a similar type of, this question came up. The Hori, Rebbe Ila, and Rebbe Ila said, Yishavcha Be'erosav, spill out your fruit. Which sounds like they're usser to eat. Spill them out. It's usser to everyone. That's the simple shot, is that they're usser. Or the Rasir Leo just says, they're hefker. Pour them out. They're hefker, which obviously doesn't just mean they're hefker this year of Shemitah, because obviously Shemitah fruit are hefker, that's not the gras. It's not, they're hefker forever. Meaning whenever they grow in 3 years from now, they're also hefker. Right, they're hefker. That's the Rasilio. Denata b'shvias la'olam ha'vishvias afilu mikan v'ad me'ashanim. Right, 100 years. Right, is that's the, so you see from here that you seem like you do fine. Amar Abiba, ani lo nimnesi imam ba'aliyah. I wasn't in the attic when they had that vote to decide whether this should be usur. Nafgun v'shimin v'rebiona v'rebi Yitzchak bar Tavli b'shem Rebbe Lazar ein mechatchin al gzeira. But I would say, don't add on. Don't add on to gzeiras. There's a gzeira already to plant before Shemitah. Don't add on to say it's going to be even more. You're going to usur the fruit. Right, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Ein mechatshin ala gzeira. Hach gzeira she'omru ba ya'akar, Ein mechatshin ba od le'asar peirosav. Right, we're not going to add on. Or a different formulation, Amar Rav Yossi, Rav Yitzchak bar Tavli, B'shem Rav Elazar, Ein mosifin al ha'halacha. Right, we don't, we're not mosif. We have these lashonos. Right, what's the difference between the two? The Mefarshim wonder, it might just be a Nikita Amri. Don't be Mechadesh on Exera, don't be Mosif. That means something, maybe something totally new. Mosif is just adding on to something that exists in Mosifin al Halacha. So, according to that, this line, where the Gemara is basically saying, no, don't make extra Knasos, right? Unless you know otherwise. So, therefore, there's no real Maskana here at this stage. We brought one proof, try to compare it, that there is a Knas, and one proof that there is not a Knas. That there is not a Knas. Let's continue for 2 minutes. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Zeira. Well, min madatani. Maybe this is a proof from the fact that it says in the Tosefta. It says in the Tosefta, expanding on our Mishnah. That is, ein mamashkinin oso, velo marhinin oso. You can't be mamashkin, and you can't be marhin. You can't do either of those. Our Mishnah just said, ein mamashkinin oso. Right, which meant, as you remember, the Malveh cannot take a Mashkon. But the Braisa added on another halacha. It can't be given a Mashkon. Marhinin. So you see, the Marav Hold explains, you see there's already an extra din in the Braisa from the Ikerdin. Ikerdin, lo mamashkinin. And now the Braisa is what quoted lo marhinin. So hada amra, that must be avar mishkin, avar vihirin, konsin bo. So you see it's already flexible. You could add on, because they added on the hirhin, right, which was not in the Mishnah, which seems to be step one of the Gzeira. And therefore, the Gemara's Maskana seems to be that we do find in this case of Avihirin, we would force them to undo what they did. Good, two dots. Just one. All right, we're talking about whether you can be Mosif on a Gzeira or Mosif on a Halacha. There is an amazing Rashi that the Mishnah's Yavetz points out. The Rashi is in Baba Metzia on Daf Tzadivav. Rashi there, the Gemara there discusses. Gemara there is talking about a little bit about Me'ila. The Gemara's question is, if a wife gets property, and it's Nichse Malug, so it's really her property, but the husband is allowed to use it. Allowed to use it. Pluck. Malug is like plucking. Maliga. So the Gemara asks, Ba'al b'nichse ishto mi ma'al. Who is going to violate? What happens if some of the property that was given to the wife really belonged to Hektish? And the Rabbanan said that a Ba'al zocha to use them. But Rashi says there, but tekana zu nase shalit b'nichse hektish liknosam v'kos lakadai. So the question is, who's going to violate me'ila in this case? The rabbanan gave the rights of the husband to use the woman's stuff, but it's really the woman's stuff. Who's going to violate? Amar Rava, man limol ba'al. The husband's going to violate me'ila. Dehetera nichale delikne isura lo nichale delikne. You can't force him to be kona. The Rabbanan are doing something good for him, to be kona her stuff in order to use it. You can't force him to be kona an iser, so he's not interested. So the husband, Rashi, limo baal de'ein hi mosratan lo. Ella, it's not that she gave it to him, but he gets it basically directly from the morish, That's how the mechanism of the gzera worked. Ella, the takana, ella me'aleim niknim lo mimisa saviha. Her father dies, as if it goes straight to her. So no, that doesn't work. Nimalu bezdin. What's the next option? Maybe bezdin should violate. Bezdin, who made this law that all of the property of the morish that goes to the woman should go straight to the husband. So they were the one that caused the husband to use it, to misappropriate it. They should violate me'ilah. Nimalu bezdin. So Gemara says, ki avdu rabbanan takanta. When the rabbanan made this law, va'amru ba'al lokeach havei, they said the husband could be considered a buyer. Lehetera. Li'isura la'avid rabbanan takanta. Right? Li'isura, they didn't make such a takana. They wouldn't want it. So the Gemara answers, la'ma rava, the ba'al is mo'el when he uses it. Right, when he actually uses it. When he's nikne, you're right. When he's nikne, he can't force a kinyan, l'isr. But when he uses it, that's like, ba'al, ma'al, kishayotzi, mizidavi, amotzi, mos, chedesh l'chulon, like anybody who by accident uses mos hektish. But on that line of nimalu bezdin, there's an unbelievable line in Rashi. Nimalu bezdin. So should the bezdin violate? Which bezdin? Which bezdin? Which bezdin going to violate? A bezdin in history says this. Who made this law? A bezdin, 700 years ago. What bezin are we talking about? What bezin is going to violate? The bezin from 700 years ago, we're going to wait for Tchias HaMesim, and if anybody ever violates this in history, we're going to go back? Says the Rashi, every generation of bezin is looked at as if they are reinstituting all the takanos of history. And it's ke'ilu they, that generation, even though this law was made, takanos usha, was made much earlier. Nimalu bezin. What's the Havamina? Which bezdin? 1,000 years ago? No, it's got to be talking about this bezdin. Says Rashi, Nimalu bezdin shel Yisrael sheba oso dar shekal takanos mishpatuya bahen. All law is totally on them. Va'al yidehen noagos chukos hamisukanim letzibur me'az v'havi kemi shetiknu lo heim kinyan zeh. It's as if they, the present bezdin in his lifetime, they were makne him. Wow. That's an unbelievable Rashi. Right? So why do I do Neiris Chanukah today? Because the Bezdin today is a stand-in for the previous Bezdin, and as if they reinforce and they reenacted the Takana of Neiris Chanukah in every generation. So again, does this only apply when we had Batei Dinim of 23, of 71? I don't know. Is it all the 71's Bezdins? Does it stop at somewhere? I don't know. But either way, that's Rashi. But see, if you want to look more on that Rashi, on that topic, the Mishnas Yavetz, Rav Zhalti, in Choshen Mishpat, Simin Vav. See, he relates this to a Machlokas Rambam Ravid, and other other inyanim that are related to this. But really, it's an amazing topic, and we'll have to leave it for now. But again, I think that relates to our topic here, whether you can be Mosif. Right, the more that the later Bezdin is really Ke'ilu reiterating it, so then maybe they have flexibility to add on to it too. If it's from an earlier Bezdin, I can't touch it. I'm not touching it. That's the part of the discussion. Good. We continue. Next halacha of the Mishnah. The next halacha of the Mishnah, back on 2 daf ago, right? I'm not allowed to use Meiser Sheni to be a weight. To be a weight. Velo Shoklin Kenegdo. Right? I'm not allowed to weigh opposite it. Says the Gemara, what if I have Meister Sheni money on one side, and I have Chulin money on the other side, but my goal is to figure out how much the Chulin money weighs in order to make it Meister Sheni money? So you might say, that's not Bizayon. That's not, so, no, you can't even do that. Even if your goal is to use, to make it Meister Sheni money, but right now it's Meister Sheni Kedusha being used with Chulin. Not allowed. Hayelo sela shel Meiser Sheni, fi misuyemes lo. But in this case, you have a sela of Meiser Sheni, which is exact. You know exactly how much it weighs. Ma'o sheishko kenegda sela shel Meiser Sheni acheres v'tei misuyemes lo. What about this case? You're weighing two Meiser Sheni things. One, you know exactly how much it weighs. The other one, you have to find out. So they're both Meiser Sheni. So what did we just say in the first case? You can't even weigh Meiser Sheni to get something chulun to become Meiser Sheni. Fine. What if they're both Meiser Sheni already? And you're just trying to figure out how much the other Meiser Sheni is worth. So question, not answered. Next, or what about this case? Ha'ach and Shechilku, brothers that are splitting up a Yerusha. And there's Meiser Sheni amongst the Yerusha that they got. Mao Sheishkelu Zekenegezeh. Could they weigh some Meiser Sheni? I want you to split up the Meiser Sheni. Are they allowed to do that? So again, is the purpose of Maaser Sheni just, is the problem, you're just being mezalzel, like weighing it itself, the Maaser Mishkal is zilzul, and therefore no matter what you're, even if you have Maaser Sheni on both sides, or is the problem that you're using it for something with less Kedusha? And therefore these two questions, these are the last two cases, it wouldn't be a problem. So these are unanswered questions. The Yerusha that the brothers are splitting up in itself, if you remember, is a topic that relates to a larger topic. Whenever you have Tfusas Habayis means the estate before it's split up. What type of bailus is that? There are a number of situations of combined bailus in halacha, and each one of them is different. We're just going to list them now. Shutvis, partners. That's one bailus. How do you look at partnership? Does everybody own every piece? Is there a half conceptually that I own? Partnership, shutfis, sibur. That's a different type of bailus. Tfusas habayis. Does it still belong to the dead man? Does it belong to everybody? Does that relates to brera? But these are all chati eved chati ben chorin. Also a joint ownership. So all four of those. Tfusas habayis, shutfis, sibur, chati eved chati ben chorin are all four related joint ownership sugyas that have to be discussed. Okay, Tanan. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah comes up later on. Lo yomar adam l'chaver b'Yerushalayim, halacha yayin v'tein li shemen. Even in Yerushalayim, I can't say, here's some Maaser Sheni wine. Could I have some oil? Because that's the language of Mekach. Halacha shemen v'tein li yayin. Can't do that. Aval omer lo, what you can say is, halacha yayin shein l'cha yayin. Here, you want some wine? I see you don't have any wine. Here, take some wine. Because that's a present. Halacha shemen shein l'cha shemen. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. But you can't do that's a matana. If he afterwards wants to give me the other thing, that's fine. But it's not in the language. Halacha yayin she'en li shemen. Can you be merames instead of saying here's some wine? Can I have some oil? Right? You don't say that. What if you say here's some wine? I don't have any oil. You let us say that. Halacha yayin she'en li shemen. Haven boin meimer aser. They wanted to say aser, because it's, come on, it's too close. Ashkach tani mutter, but they found a brisa that says that would be mutter, because again, you see it's a little different in language. Ask the Gemara, come on, veinu aser mishum chalipin? That's a switch. If you say, here's some wine, I really don't have any oil. So that's, well, you're not saying it. So answer, mikivan she'ena yachalo tzio mimeno bedin ein lo chalipin. No. Let's say I say, here's some wine, I really don't have any oil. Are you allowed to be, can you take the guy to Bezdin to get oil? No. It was not al-tanai. You were just letting him know what you'd appreciate. But because you can't be motzi it bedin, that's not called mecher. And that's not called chalipin, and therefore that's not a zilzel. It's not a problem of Maaser Sheni. We find elsewhere in halacha sometimes, if you can't be motzi it bedayanim, that's not yours. That's a lack of bilus. Lack of bilus. If you can be motzi it, then maybe it's yours already. Gemara B'gim B'Metzia discusses that. Okay, v'lei de mila. Amar halacha yayin she'ein li shemen. What if somebody says, here is halacha yayin, she'ein li shemen, meaning what's the, what did he say that for then? Right? If he doesn't want the guy who's saying, oh, it's mutter because he can't be motziyed. So what's he saying it for? So he's saying, te'ilu havis li mishach havina meitan lecha. Maybe he means the other way. Here's some wine, I don't have any oil. Maybe he could be, I would give you oil also. But I don't have any oil. So here's some wine because I don't have any oil. It's not that he's saying, oh, because he wants the other guy to give him oil. He's saying how much he would have given him more had he had oil. That's how you could understand that, too. Right? That's why he said it. If he wasn't having kavada for chalipin. So the Mishnah said that you're allowed to give Maaser Sheni as a present. Matnas chinam. So what does that mean? Here we go. 3 days in the Gemara. Who is that according to? This is the third day of Maaser Sheni, and it's the third time we're mentioning the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So as will come up, as Hashem. But first, there's another machlokas of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda from elsewhere. Mathisa the Rabbi Meir, our Mishnah, who allows giving a present, must be Rabbi Meir. Why? To Rabbi Meir, Amar, not the Rabbi Meir about Maaser Sheni, but the Rabbi Meir from Yovel. Remember we discussed by Yovel, all fields that were sold go back to the original owner. What if it was given as a present? Does that also go back? Is matana kemecher? So that was a machlokas. Rabbi Meir says no. Matana does not go back. So do a Rabbi Meir, Amar ein matana kemecher. Rabbi Meir says, by Yovel, you don't treat matana like mecher, and there it ends up, therefore it stays forever. But here too, it must be our mission is holding ein matana kemecher. That's why you could give Maaser Sheni as a present. Because it's not matana kemecher. So our mission is like Rabbi Meir, day number one. Good. Interesting. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. One second. Rabbi Meir holds Mamon Meiser Sheni as Mamon Gavoa. So you're allowed to do a kinyan with it, even though it's Mamon Gavoa? How are you allowed to do a kinyan with it? If it's Mamon Gavoa, Rabbi Meir. So I saw B'Shem Reb Chaim. The Briska Rav quotes Reb Chaim, who says, and we'll have to talk about this more, what does it mean that Meiser Sheni and Mamon Gavoa? The Gamlaman to Amar, this is in the Briska Rav in Zvachim Davav. He quotes his father of Chaim. The Gamlaman to Amar Mamon Gavoahu, Hari Zesh Shelo, Ela Sheesh Laze Dinim Shel Mamon Gavoa. Whoa. Mamon Gavoa doesn't mean it's hektish. Right? Maisha Shane is different than hektish. Mamon Gavoa means it's yours with certain halachos of Mamon Gavoa. Right? And therefore, it is kinyanable. And therefore, giving it as a matana, according to Rabbi Meir here, it works. But you have to still treat it as Mamon Gavoa. So that's you have to add in that Reb Chaim on this first day of the Gemara. So the first day of the Gemara is that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, who says matana is like not like Mecher. Number two, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Divrei Hakoli. No, Rabbi Yossi says our Mishnah could even be Divrei Hakol, meaning even if you say by Yovel, a matana is kemecher, but here it could be according to everybody. Why? Because our Mishnah, as we're about to see, is talking about a specific case of matana. Giving it as a matana, that's not going to work. Our Mishnah, I'll just say it outside first, is where somebody's at your table for Shabbos, and you're giving them Meiser Sheni. That's allowed. That's allowed. Because who says that's really giving? They're eating my stuff. But that's not, doesn't look like a mecher. Kahada, kacha, kahada, tatani, like the following. Hayomer, adam lachaveiro, machal ta'ayom. Somebody says, what do you eat today? Vu'omer lo kayetz. And he says, kayetz. The Anshe Yerushalayim spoke in riddle. They said, what do you eat today? He says, kayetz. Kayetz, which means summer fruit. Summer fruit is very cheap because there's plenty of it. So, v'hu yodea shehu bechar. So he knows that by saying he ate summer fruit, it really means that he ate a bechar. A bechar, which means a carbon, bechar. Ma kayetz nimkar bezol, af bechar nimkar bezol. Just like summer fruit are sold for cheaply, so too bechar. Why is bechar sold for cheaply? The Pnei Moshe here says, because a bechar has all these rules. You can't sell it in a shuk, and you can't sell it in a regular market, you can't sell it by weight. So there's many things pushing a person that he's not going to be able to get a good price for the bechar. So that's what it meant. So next, hey, Omer lo mun. If he answers, what do you eat today? And he says, oh, I ate mun today. Mun? That's a code word for Meiser Sheni. Why? Mahaman nitan b'matana. Just like the man can be given as a gift, right? By Hashem is given as a gift. Av Meiser Sheni nitan b'matana. So the Meiser Sheni is given b'matana. And this brisa is not talking about Stafka Rabbi Meir. You see, it's given as a matana. But the context of this brisa is when somebody's eating over, and you're what do you eat today? And that's the context. That's what the assumption the Gemara says. Regular matana, maybe Rabbi Huda would say no good, but our Mishnah is talking about a special type of matana where one is having guests over, and that type of matana would work. Maybe we'll start with next year. We'll start with the halachas of that, the Raman Evan Ezer, about having somebody over. We alluded to this a couple days ago. What's the halacha? And then we'll continue with this, Bezer Hashem, next time as we get into more halachas relating to the Kedusha of Meiser Sheni. Okay, we'll stop here.